It is so important to address the respiratory system when targeting fluency disorders. Always begin with diaphragmatic breathing. Once the individual has mastered that technique, begin to teach the importance of learning to control airflow. The exhalation phase should be at least twice as long as the inhalation phase. Teach the ability to inhale and exhale with a 1-to-2 ratio. For instance, breathing in for 4 seconds and out for 8 seconds. Count out loud to help cue the individual. You'll notice in the video, I continue to use the same hand placement as with diaphragmatic breathing. It's important for the individual to place his hand on the diaphragm for that tactile and biofeedback cue. In this video, I'm also using an audible inhalation, exhalation, auditory cue. When teaching this skill, start with just breathing and mastering the 1-to-2 ratio. Breathe in for 4 seconds, then breathe out for 8. Breathe in for 5 seconds, then out for 10. And breathe in for 6 seconds and out for 12. Randomize these trials and switch it up often. Then begin to use voiceless consonants, such as the S sound, as I demonstrated in this video. After mastery of voiceless consonants, move to sustained phonation using mm and ah. The whole goal of this respiratory exercise is to learn airflow control techniques in preparation for speech necessary in conversation.